Two staff members with the Israeli embassy in Washington were shot and killed outside an event in downtown D.C. last night.
The shooter, police say, chanted Free Palestine after being detained. President Trump has condemned the shooting, calling it an act of anti-Semitism. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his heart ached for the victims.
NPR's Becky Sullivan joins us now. Becky, what do we know about what happened?
Yeah, so this took place right around 9 p.m. last night here in D.C. It was just outside an event for young Jewish foreign policy professionals. The event was put on by an advocacy organization called the American Jewish Committee. It was held at a local Jewish museum in downtown D.C., just under a mile from the Capitol. Outside this event, a man was observed pacing back and forth, police said, and then a group of four people left this foreign policy professional networking event, and the man opened fire, killed two of them. And so here's the D.C. police chief, Pamela Smith, speaking to reporters about this late last night.
After the shooting, the suspect then entered the museum and was detained by event security. The suspect chanted, "Free, free Palestine."
And there's a video of him circulating on social media of this exact moment that the police chief described. There's a keffiyeh with him, which is the recognizable scarf of the Palestinian movement. You can clearly hear him say those words, "Free, free Palestine," before he is quickly detained by security, and taken outside. Police say they have tentatively identified this man as Elias Rodriguez. He's a 30-year-old from Chicago, they say. This early stage, apparently no prior encounters with law enforcement, and still obviously a lot to learn about when, why he came to D.C., whether these victims were targeted specifically. The FBI says they are investigating this as a possible hate crime, a possible act of terrorism.
Okay. What do we know about the victims?
Well, we know that they were a young couple, a man and a woman. Israel's foreign ministry has named them as Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Lynn Milgram. Milgram worked in public diplomacy at the embassy. Leshinsky was a researcher who focused on issues related to the Middle East and North Africa. And in fact, on his LinkedIn, he wrote about the importance of, quote, interfaith dialogue and intercultural understanding when it comes to these issues. Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Yehiel Leiter, told reporters a little bit about the pair.
It's a young couple about to be engaged. The young man purchased a ring this week with the intention of proposing to his girlfriend next week in Jerusalem. They were a beautiful couple who came to enjoy an evening in Washington's cultural center.
Obviously, just incredibly tragic situation.
Yeah, sure sounds that way. What's the reaction been from officials from everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, there has been an outpouring of statements of condemnation from politicians, diplomats in the U.S. and Israel and beyond. I mean, this is an incident that involves diplomatic staff on foreign soil. It's a really big deal. You mentioned Netanyahu's statement earlier. He blamed this attack on rising anti-Semitism and what he called incitement against Israel. He also said he had ordered an increase to security at Israeli diplomatic missions around the world. Here in the U.S., the condemnation came from both sides of the aisle. President Trump, as you mentioned, Secretary of State Marco Rubio called it a brazen act of cowardly anti-Semitic violence. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said anti-Semitism is a threat to all we hold dear as a society, must be confronted and rooted out everywhere. So a lot of unity there in this response.
That's NPR's Becky Sullivan. Becky, thanks for getting us up to date here.
You're so welcome.